Hopefully you had a nice breakfast, got a little bit of snack, a little bit of drink, and are ready for a little morning time baseball. 11 o'clock, early at time here in Annapolis, North Carolina. The Ballers and the Charleston River Dogs squaring off for game two of this six-game set. It's education day number two of three this season here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Game two of six this week between these two sides. Ballers, River Dogs squaring off. Ballers won last night 13-3. We'll see what comes of this one. First pitch, broken back, grounder to second. Played by Nishida. The first he goes for the out. And just like that, one pitch, one out. Ricardo Gonzalez is sat down. Two up, Adrian Santana, the shortstop. My good friends, of course, welcome in. Bally Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, as always, for all 66 home games at Dan Helody. Here to give you all the action today, Jake Peppers. First pitch to Adrian Santana in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Gonzalez grounding out to Nishida at second. Santana the batter in the two spot for Sean Smedley and the Charleston River Dogs. This one's firing in from Peppers. It's an 0-2 count on Adrian Santana. Mateo to follow here, top of the first. Ballers, River Dogs. First game of the day in Carolina League action. Peppers will line 0-2. Low one inside. And counter moves to 1-2 on Santana. Ballers picking up the win last night 13-3. They had an 8-run bottom of the 7th inning. Albertson is seeing a bases clearing, bases loaded. RBI triple. This one's foul back. Count is 1-2 on Adrian Santana. Peppers comes set, Santana at the plate. Here's the pitch from the righty. Tapped up the middle, played by Arcy Hernandez. Sets his feet and goes to first in time for the out. 6-3 ground out, a pair of ground outs for the River Dogs to start today. Now due up is the right fielder, Angel Mateo. So Mateo stands in as the third spot in the lineup, the right fielder. Wu Shin, first baseman, bats in the cleanup spot. He'll bat fourth. Batting fifth, DH Rodales Martinez. Sixth is the catcher, Brian Brecker, as Mateo pokes this one in a shallow right. That'll drop for a base hit. And Charleston has their first base runner of the day. Angel Mateo on with a little bloop single into right. So one on, two outs, and Wu Shin the batter. Brecker, catcher, bats sixth. Batting seventh, Narciso Polanco, third baseman. Batting eighth is left fielder Odalis Peguero. And batting ninth, center fielder Christopher Barrette, all under the leadership of Sean Smedley, the three-time defending champion Charleston River Dogs. First pitch from Jake Peppers to Wu Shin in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Again, great crowd on hand. Education day number two. Bunch of school groups out here to enjoy a nice daytime baseball game in Annapolis. 0-1 from Peppers. A bit low. Count evens 1-1 on Wu Shin. Jake Peppers on the bump for the baller. 6 foot, 360-pound righty. Hails from Alabama to Jacksonville State. Born in Birmingham. 1-1 count. Here's the righty's pitch. Breaking ball. A bit inside, but called a strike to Wu Shin. It's 1-2. Peppers making his third appearance of the year. A ninth-round pick last year by the White Sox out of Jacksonville State. He'll work from the stretch of the 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Mateo takes off. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jake Peppers has his first punch out of the day. Wu Shin down on strikes. And that's the third out of the top of the first inning. That'll send us to a break. First one of the day. Riku Nishida, Ryan Galaney, Eddie Park do up. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, the Ballers will step to bat today for the first time in Education Day number two of the season. Riku Nishida leads it off. First pitch line down the line and left, hooking foul. It's 0-1 on Riku Nishida. Nishida, Galaney, Eddie Park due up. Bottom first, still a scoreless ball game as Nishida steps to the plate against the righty Gary Gill-Hill. Pitch fouled off, and it's quickly 0-2. Again, Nishida at the plate, Galaney on deck. Gary Gill-Hill, the righty, gets the start for the River Dogs today. 6'2", 160-pound righty from New Rochelle, New York, as Nishida grounds this one to short. Santana makes the play across. He goes to first in time for the out. 6-3 ground out for Nishida, one down, and Ryan Galaney will bat. Nice play at short from Santana. A little bit of athleticism over there at the shortstop position from Santana, so Galaney will stand in with one out and nobody on base. Gary Gill-Hill, the righty, a sixth-round pick in 2022 out of high school. He was committed to Fairleigh Dickinson and initially was going to go there, and then he changed his mind, said, I'll go to Wake Forest, and then he got drafted and said, never mind, I'll just go to the pros. As this one's fouled back, Galaney has an 0-1 count. Gill-Hill, a product of Kennedy High School in Summers in New York. 0-1, fastball upstairs, and count evens 1-1 on Galaney. Gill-Hill spent two games last year with the Charleston River Dogs, so he's back here for what is technically his second season in Charleston. This one's a bit upstairs to Galaney, but called a strike 1-2. Galaney at first base, his second game back in a Ballers uniform at Atrium Health Ballpark. He taps this one up the middle, through in a center for a base knock. A little gap shot into center, and Galaney finds some space with a single. So one on, one out, and due up is this left fielder, Eddie Park. So Eddie Park, left fielder, will stand in. Second game back in the Ballers uniform. He missed some time earlier this year with some injury, but is back now and better than ever. Still looking for his first hit in this new season. First pitch, fastball up and inside. Count is 1-0. Eddie Park, left fielder, bats third, batting fourth in the DH spot. Caden Connor, Albert Sinisian, after a big night last night, bats fifth. Batting sixth is the shortstop, Arxie Hernandez. 1-0 from Gill-Hill. Upstairs and inside, 2-0. Rony Hernandez, catcher, bats seventh. Edric Felix, third baseman, bats eighth. And batting ninth is the center fielder, Matt Hogan. All for Patrick Leland and the Annapolis Cannonballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. 2-0 fastball, Gill-Hill a bit outside, 3-0. Eddie Park working the count. Between two teams last year, Gill-Hill 14 games and 12 starts. He was 1-5 with a 5.49 ERA. As this one's a bit outside, Eddie Park will take. And Galaney will move to second as Park walks. So two on now for Kannapolis and one down. Due up is Caden Connor. So Connor will stand in. Two on and one out. Gil Hill hailing from the Hudson Valley area in New York. Made a start exactly a week ago against Columbia. Five innings, one run on three hits. As this first pitch to Connor in there called strike 0-1. Gil Hill struck out four and walked two in last week's five innings of work against the Columbia Fireflies. He'll come set on the bump, 0-1. Inside corner to Caden Connor, it's 0-2. Defensively for the River Dogs today, left to right in the outfield, Peguero, Barrette, Mateo. Left to right in the infield, Polanco, Santana, Gonzalez, and Shin. Behind the dish is Brian Brecker for Gary Gil Hill. Four-seam fastball, sinker, circle, changeup, cutter, and a cutter. He's got two different types of cutters, does Gil Hill. It's 0-2 up and in. Swing and a miss at the plate. First punch out of the day for Gil Hill. Two outs now and still two on for the Ballers for Albertson Essien. So Essien after a huge night last night, 3-for-4-9 with four RBI. He'll bat for the Ballers and another RBI opportunity. Gil Hill comes set, first pitch. Breaking ball a bit outside, a 1-0 count. Essien still just relatively new to the White Sox organization. Signed about a month ago after being released by the Boston Red Sox. Have a fascinating story from Albertson Essien. 1-0 on the way. Lifted high and foul. And count will move to 1-1. Arxi Hernandez awaits on deck. Rony Hernandez is in the hole for the Ballers today. Ballers, blue tops, white pants, red socks for anybody who's decided to pull them up. All blue caps with Boomer, beloved mustachioed mascot, on the front of the cap. 1-1, big swing and a miss from Essien. It's 1-2. The River Dogs going with the gray tops, gray pants, blue caps with a gray brim, and the Charleston River Dogs primary logo on the front of the cap with Charlie the River Dog, their mascot. 1-2. Upstairs, check swing, did he go? No, says our infield umpire, William Paschal. And Essien has a 2-2 count. Calling balls and strikes today is Andrew Schrock. William Paschal is compadre, is out in the infield roaming the base paths. Umpires assigned by the Carolina League as time called at the plate by Essien. And a huge night from Albertson Essien last night. Helped the Ballers produce eight runs in the bottom of the seventh. They ended up winning 13-3. 2-2 count, two outs. Gil Hill with a long look at second. Here's the pitch. Fouled off straight back. We'll have another 2-2. Charleston, after giving up 13 runs last night, saw their team ERA jump from 3.51 to 3.98. Almost a half run more per game just after last night. So you see the amount of production Kannapolis able to rattle off of these River Dogs. 2-2. Lower inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. First punch out for Albertson, a Essien of the day. Second punch out for Gary Gil Hill. And that will conclude the bottom of the first. Ballers will strand two. Still scoreless in Kannapolis on Education Day. Bottom of the first is done. Top second we go on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Hey fans, Dan Helody here to remind you, join us all week this week at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Wallers host the Charleston River Dogs, single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Be sure you grab your tickets and come enjoy the first homestand of the season against these River Dogs. We'll have another one a little bit later this year. And we're in a second of 11 homestands. Grab your tickets, kcballers.com, or call 704-932-3267. Rodaelys Martinez at the plate. He leads off with a swing and a miss, 0-1 count. Peppers a line pitch on the way. Is just a bit inside there. Count evens 1-1. Peppers banking his second start at home, his third start of the year. Not too bad from the righty as of late. This one's lifted high and foul. And count will move to 1-2. Brecker and Polanco to follow. Top second, a scoreless ball game. Both sides of the hit apiece. So far, it's been a pitcher's duel. 2-1-2. Tap back to the mound. Peppers will field and underhand to the covering. Galini at first for the out. A 1-3 ground out. And that'll send us to a new batter, Brian Brecker. Jake Peppers from Geraldine, Alabama. And former Jacksonville State Ronnie out of Conference USA now. Jacksonville State's program for baseball has been growing pretty quickly. First pitch to Brecker, inside and low. Count moves to 1-0. Brian Brecker making his first appearance of the week. Born in Chicago, Illinois. Went to school at Michigan State. 1-0, a bit upstairs from Peppers, now 2-0. Michigan State, some cold baseball up in Lansing. Peppers will wind, 2-0 on the way. Breaking ball in there, called strike, 2-1. Had a little bit of movement from Jake Peppers. Four-seam fastball, changeup slider for the righty. So wind and fire, 2-1. Just a bit low and inside. Brecker takes, it's 3-1. Last home start for Peppers was on the last education day, so he's used to these daytime starts, 3-1. Fastball to get me over. Fastball in there, 3-2. He tossed 5 shutout innings in the last education day here against Augusta. 3 hits and a walk. 3 punch outs for the righty. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. This one's lined to third. Diving as Felix makes the grab on the hop. Throw to first in time for the out. 5-3 ground out. Nice play at the hot corner from Edrick Felix. That's 2 outs, and now 2 up is Narciso Polanco. One of those weak line drives headed to third that just bounced right in front of Edrick Felix. So Narciso Polanco will bat. With 2 outs and nobody on base. First pitch to Narciso in there, called strike, 0-1. Peppers kind of struggled in his last outing against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans a week ago. 2 2/3, he walked 7. 0-1 a mid low, now 1-1. 1 strikeout. Again, he walked 7 of the 18 batters he faced. Tossed 70 pitches, so hovering right around that 65 to 70 pitch mark. 1-1. This one's foul off. Ends up in the ball, the River Dogs dugout. And it counts 1-2. Defensively for the Ballers today, left to right in the outfield, Park, Hogan, and Asian. Infield, Felix, Arcy Hernandez, Nishida, Galani. Behind the dish is Rony Hernandez. 1-2. This one's lifted into left. Eddie Park will trail in a few steps. Has it in his eyes and has it in his hands. For round number 3. Another 1-2-3 frame this time for Jake Peppers on the F7 from Narciso Polanco. That'll send us to a break. Bottom of the second. 2 up for the Ballers. Arcy Hernandez, Rony Hernandez, and Edrick Felix on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Thank you. Well, the two Hernandezes, Arxie and Roney, will lead it off in the bottom of the second. Edric Felix in the hole. He'll follow. That'll send this to the bottom of the second. Pitch delivered in there, called strike. It is 0-1 to Arxie Hernandez. Roney Hernandez, Edric Felix, two up here in the bottom of the second. Gary Gilhill back on the bump. 0-1 is a bit outside. A 1-1 count to Arxie Hernandez. Ballers looking for their second win in a row against these River Dogs. And two is a streak. 1-1. Fouled off into the seats. Heads up down there. Lucky fan will grab the foul ball. 1-2 count on Arxie Hernandez. Roney Hernandez to follow. Arxie had a good night last night. A multi-hit game. A 2-4-5. He had a sacrifice fly in there as well. 1-2 grounded to third. Polanco fields and sidearms across to first in time for the out. 5-3 ground down, one out now had, and Roney Hernandez will bat. Roney had the day off yesterday. Back in the lineup today for Patrick Leland. One of the more tantalizing bats in the lineup for sure. So Roney will stand in. The line and fire from Gilhill. Tapped foul, counts 0-1. Roney Hernandez, he's knocking on the doorsteps for sure of the top prospect lists in the Chicago White Sox organization. Not in the top 30, but have to imagine he's not far away. 0-1 lifted high and foul, counts 0-2. Hernandez, a five-tool catcher that just seems to do it all. 0-2 from Gilhill. Fastball up and inside, and it's 1-2. Gilhill's been able to get through some innings for sure. Four innings in his first outing in Fayetteville. And then a five last time out. Hernandez grounds this one a short on the 1-2. Santana plays, and to first he goes for the out. 6-3 grounder. The Ballers with a trio of groundouts today so far. That'll send it to Edric Felix. Ballers' offense has recorded five total outs, of course. So we're through an inning and two-thirds on the bump for Gary Gilhill. Three ground outs and two strikeouts. Edric Felix's first pitch in there, called strike from Gilhill. It's 0-1. Felix got in on the party last night. Went 0-for-4 but walked and scored a run. This one is fouled off. As they'll send it to 0-2. Felix has kind of struggled to start the year. However, Ballers have been using him a lot in the lineup because of the defense. And this one's lined foul. Count is 0-2. The tools are there from Edric Felix. Just hasn't been able to fully put it all together to start the season. Pat Leland with the confidence, though, putting him in the lineup. 0-2 up and inside. And that one is close for comfort. 1-2 to Edric Felix. Matt Hogan is awaiting on deck, awaiting his first turn at the plate. 1-2. Felix inside, cornering him up. Got him looking, called strike three. Gilhill, third punch out of the day. There's the third out of the inning. That'll send us to a break. To the third we go. Ballers and River Dogs still scoreless. One hit apiece. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Odalis Peguero leads it off top of the third. This one's lifted into left. Eddie Park after, and one pitch, one out. A fly out into left. Peguero flies out, so one out. And Christopher Berrete will step to bat for the River Dogs. So been a quiet game so far. We're in the top of the third, one out. Berrete will make his first appearance of the week. He's speedster, 5'7". Lefty bat, he's got a little bit of speed on him. Peppers his first pitch, is a bit off the plate, a 1-0 count. Berrete and Ricardo Gonzalez to bat. Top of the third in a 0-0 ball game. Peppers his pitch, fouled off, and now even at 1-1 goes his pitch. Peppers are worked from the wind, 1-1 on the way. Shows bunt, gets it down. Berrete will ground this one to third. Felix throws, and it gets wild into the foul ground, and it gets into the netting, and that'll allow Berrete to reach a second. So it's a same base hit, and then I would assume a throwing error to follow from Felix. So Berrete's on with the single. So it is a base hit and an error that allows him to get to second on the wild throw from Edric Felix. Back to the top of the order, Ricardo Gonzalez. First pitch, fastball up and inside. It's 1-0. So the base hit from Berrete on the bunt, and then Felix fields and just throws it a little wild. Galani couldn't make the play. 1-0 count on Gonzalez, top of the order. Peppers his pitch. Runner going. It's outside of the plate. Throwing a third is not in time. Berrete will swipe the base. And just like that, the River Dogs with a runner 90 feet away from scoring. Two-oh count. One out. Top of the third. Berrete at third after a single, an error, and a stolen base. Infield's going to play in. 2-0 pitch to Gonzalez. This one's outside. 3-0. First time through the order, technically, for Peppers. Two hits allowed. He's got the one strikeout to his name. 3-0. Inside corner, 3-1. Adrian Santana, switch hitting shortstop, awaiting on deck for the River Dogs. 3-1 from the line. Peppers works. Here's the pitch. Another get-me-over fastball in there, 3-2. Berrete, of course, a speed threat at third. Any fly ball, basically, may be trouble. 3-2 from Peppers. Up and in, ball four. And Ricardo Gonzalez will walk. That puts two on for the River Dogs with one out. Adrian Santana, the batter. So Berrete at third and Gonzalez at first. Adrian Santana will bat. Number 6 overall prospect in the Rays organization. A competitive balance round A selection in 2023. Runner going. Santana shows bunt, gets it down, but it's foul. 0-1. Santana the switch hitting shortstop. A product of Hialeah, Florida, went to Doral Academy down in the Miami area. Home of the Doral Academy Firebirds. How cool would that be to have your high school mascot as the Firebirds? 0-1 from Peppers. Santana grounds this one to first. Galani will hold the runner, throw it a second, bobble. Now they're going to go home. Berrete will score as the throw from second goes wild. Santana's going to head for second. Mayhem on the base path, so reaching at the first will be Santana on the fielder's choice. Ricardo Gonzalez is out on the 3-6 put out, I should say. And then Arxie Hernandez went home after Berrete broke for the plate. So it's a E6 that allows Berrete to score. And then Santana reaches second as well on the errant throw. So there's the first run of the game, River Dogs on top, 1-0. And a runner on second. It's Santana. Here's the pitch to Mateo, and they're called strike. It is a 0-1 count. Top of the third. River Dogs lead 1-0. Peppers is 1-0 to Mateo. This one's a bit low. It's now 1-1. Just a bit low, 2-1. Count, and it is a 1-0 River Dogs. And it's top of the third. Pepper sets. Santana dancing. He'll take off on the 2-1. Ground to the third, foul. And the count evens 2-2. Count, two outs. Count with Santana with a good lead over at second. Mateo with an open stance. Peppers will come set. 2-2. Up and in. Almost hits him in the chin. It's full count, 3-2. Nishida trying to hold Santana at second. 3-2. Just a bit outside for ball four. Mateo offered a little bit of a check swing. No appeal to the infield umpire, though, and Peppers will walk another batter. So Mateo reaches, and Santana at second. So 2 on and 2 out. Blake Hickman's going to come talk with Jake Peppers before Wu Shin steps to the plate. So the River Dogs have tallied a little bit of offense here. Berente with a single. They're still the only hit of the inning for the River Dogs. Led off with the single with one out after Peguero flew out. And then Gonzalez drew a walk. Berente caused a little trouble. Adrian Santana drives the run in with an RBI on the fielder's choice. And then a walk here to Angel Mateo. Two outs, first pitch to Shin, a bit upstairs on the fastball, 1-0. Kind of more the same from Peppers here in this third inning as we saw last week down in Myrtle Beach. Just struggled to find control early on. 1-0 to Shin is a bit low, but called a strike by Andrew Schrock, and it's 1-1. Count, two outs. Peppers with a deep breath. Here's the pitch. Low inside, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says William Pascal. And it's a 1-2 count. So Shin goes around on it. He struck out his first time up. One of only one strikeout of the day for Peppers. Not a huge strikeout guy is Jake. Plays more to contact. Santana dancing at second, 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A slider gets Wu Shin chasing at a ball low and away. And here's the second punch out of the day for Jake Peppers. And the second punch out of the day for Wu Shin. That'll send us to a break. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Ballers trail 1-0. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Nine-one-two due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the bottom of the third inning. Matt Hogan steps in. First pitch is a bit low and inside from Gary Gilhill. A 1-0 count. Hogan, Sheeta Galaney due up. Bottom third, ballers trail 1-0 to the Charleston Riverdogs. Hogan lifts this pitch in a left. Hit well, 1-0. As Peguero chasing in the corner. Does he make the grab? No, it lands in foul ground. He makes the grab, and he's called out. So catch made deep in the corner in foul ground, and Peguero makes the play for the first out. The only area here where we have absolutely no sight lines is that left field corner, and it ends up being the play made by Peguero. So one out, Riku Nishida will bat. As it's a foul fly ball from Hogan, that's the first out. Gilhill's first pitch to Nishida. It's a bit up and inside, a 1-0 count. Well, I would offer to give you an out-of-town scoreboard look. There's only two other games going on. There's actually two other games going on. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch in there called strike 1-1. For a second, I thought we were the only game going on right now. We are not. We got two other ones going on. This one's in there. Our called strike, it's 1-2. Scoreless in Carolina, the Mudcats host the Salem Red Sox in the top of the fourth. End of the second, down east on top in Fayetteville against the Woodpeckers, 1-0. 1-2, Nishida taps this one foul, and the count will stay at 1-2. As for the rest of tonight, 6:30 first pitch between Lynchburg hosting Myrtle Beach. And then Delmarva hosting Fredericksburg, 7:05. Columbia hosting Augusta, 7:05. Delmarva and Fredericksburg battling in the North Division. This one's lifted high and foul. And the count will stay at 1-2. Interesting spot in the North Division. Carolina running away with it early, 13-3 on the season so far is their record. But you look at the flip side of Delmarva Shorebirds. My goodness, 2-13 to start the year. 1-2, tap foul. And the count will stay there. Fredericksburg won 6-0 last night against the Shorebirds. Columbia and Augusta had a day game to start the series yesterday. And ended up being a shutout victory for the Fireflies. This one's tapped foul. Count stays 1-2. Nishida battling at the plate. Columbia's on top in the Carolina League South Division at 10-5 entering the day. Fayetteville 10-6, not too far behind. The Ballers in third place, two games back in the standings with a record of 8-7. 1-2, tapped to second. Gonzalez to his left, fields and makes the play to Shin for the out. That's a 4-3 grounder, two outs now, and due up is the first baseman, Ryan Galaney. Ballers after this week will head to Lynchburg to play the Hillcats. Lynchburg fell last night to Myrtle Beach in extra innings. The Hillcats have been one of those teams in the South, in the North Division, I should say, kind of mired in the middle. So this one's outside to Galeni, 1-0. Lynchburg at 8-8. Trailing down east, who's 8-7. Of course, these standings entering today, 1-0. Tap to short. Santana's going to have to make a charge in play, makes the play, and throws to first in time for the out. Tag applied, Galeni grounds out. A 6-3 grounder, and it's a 1-2-3 frame in this bottom of the third. Top four we go. It'll be the River Dogs stepping to the plate. Martinez, Brecker, and Polanco do up on the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Live. Jake Pepper's back of the mound, top of the fourth. First pitch to Rodelis Martinez is a bit low, a 1-0 count. Martinez, Brecker, Polanco due up. Top four, River Dogs are on top, 1-0. Chance of Let's Go Ballers arising from the crowd. This one was on the inside corner, 1-1 to Rodelis Martinez. Jake Pepper's his fourth inning of action for the Ballers. Not too bad a day. He's walked a couple, and he's allowed two hits. The River Dogs have not had too much success against the righty. 1-1. Big swing and miss from Martinez. 1-2. Martinez had a walk last night. Other than that, a trio of strikeouts. Against the Ballers pitching staff that kind of shut him down last night. 1-2. Low and inside. Now 2-2. We were talking a little bit about the Carolina League in the last half inning. 2-2 on the way from Peppers. Tapped foul, and count stays 2-2. Of course, we keep an eye on the prospects in the Carolina League. Only one MLB top 100 prospect in the Carolina League to start the year. Blake Mitchell down in Columbia. The catcher, number 90 overall, 2-2. Check swing, did Martinez go around? Yes, he did. Jake Pepper's another strikeout. There's his second strikeout in as many batters as of late. Third strikeout of the day for Pepper's, and now Brian Brecker will step in. Pepper's starting to get a little spicier up there on the bump. As Brecker will stand in. Third base side of the rubber for Pepper's. First pitch. Up and inside to Brecker, 1-0. All time in the Carolina League, the Ballers are 10-12 against the Charleston River Dogs. This one's a bit low. Now 2-0. That only counts the Cannonballers in the Carolina League. That doesn't count any of the Intimidators history when Charleston was a Yankees affiliate for a while as well. This one's in there, 2-1 your count. The River Dogs began actually as a Rays affiliate, then a Yankees affiliate, and they're back at the Rays. As this 2-1's lifted into right, is Sheehan, and will make the play. And he makes the grab for the out. And it's two down now, as that'll send Narciso Polanco to the plate. Charleston, a great minor league town, really. They got a pretty good ballpark down there if you've never been. Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Right on the river. So if you hit a ball far enough over the right field wall, it's going to end up in the water. First pitch to Polanco from Pepper is a bit upstairs. It's 1-0. This year, Ballers 2-2 against the River Dogs. This is game number 5. So they will play many, many more. 1-0 lifted into left. Hilking towards the line. Eddie Park in foul ground makes the grab for the out. And they'll call it in fair territory. So an F7. 1-2-3 frame. Peppers is through 4. Pretty clean innings so far. Just the one run on a 2 hits for the River Dogs. That'll send us to a break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Eddie Park will bat, bottom of the fourth inning. Charleston on top, 1-0. First pitch from Gary Gilhill. The fourth in there called strike 0-1. Eddie Park, former Stanford outfielder. Eighth rounder in 2023, 0-1. This one's fouled off. Park will have an 0-2 count now. Park, Connor, and Asian due up in this bottom of the fourth. Charleston leading 1-0. Gilhill has sat down in the last 8 batters he's faced. 0-2 from the line. Here's the pitch. This one's grounded up the middle. Going to be a tough play for Gonzalez to his right. Throws to first in time for the out. It's a 4-3 grounder. First out is had is missed. Casey Betty has made her first appearance of the day as the Ballers bat dog still in a little bit of spring training mode. She'll grab the bat and deliver. Caden Connor will bat with 1 out. Casey's pretty high energy. That's all it is. She's just super energetic and excited to be at the ballpark. First pitch, fouled off. Down 0-1 on Caden Connor. This is Casey Betty, Ballers bat dog in her second year of serving in the role. 0-1. Bit low and inside. 1-1 on Caden Connor. Connor in his first at-bat struck out. Because again, Gilhill sat down in his last 9 batters faced. 1-1, breaking ball a bit outside. 2-1. Gary Gilhill's had his fair share of success in today's matchup. Just 1 hit allowed. 2-1. Bit outside. Now 3-1. Connor trying to draw the second walk of the day for the Ballers. Gilhill has only walked two in each of his last pair of outings this year as Connor lifts the 3-1 into left. Hit well, backtracking Peguero. Warning track wall. That ball's out of here. Caden Connor with a solo shot down the line and left over the wall of the Ballers. Even things up. It's a solo blast for Caden Connor. And they get 1-1 there at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's Caden Connor with a solo homer. Just snuck over the wall and left. It's his first home run of the season. And it knots the game here at 1. First pitch to Albert Sinisian. Been off the plate, a 1-0 count. Caden Connor with his first homer of the year. 1-0 a bit outside. And counts 2-0. Just the sixth homer of the year for the Cannonballers. As this one's a bit inside, 3-0. Ballers haven't had a lot of home runs so far this year. It's been a small ball kind of vibe in Kannapolis. Gilhill will wind 3-0 to Asian. Get me over fastball in there, called strike. It's 3-1. In fact, the Ballers entering today were next to last in home runs on the year. 3-1 fouled off and count will run full. Lynchburg with 12 home runs leads the Carolina League. Charleston tied for third with 10 home runs as a team. Charleston last place in the Carolina League, though, in batting average at just 180. 3-2 to Asian. Inside for ball four, and the Ballers have another base runner. Albertson Asian on for the first time today. One on, one out, and Arxie Hernandez will bat. So Arxie Hernandez will stand in as now Levy Romero will come talk with Gary Gilhill, who has run into some trouble here in this bottom of the fourth. The home run from Caden Connor evens things up here in the bottom of the fourth. Both sides with two hits. One run apiece, of course. Two errors on the board for Kannapolis. Both coming in the third inning. As a mountain visit adjourned by home plate umpire Andrew Schrock. One out, Arxie Hernandez the batter. Seeing with a good lead at first. Gilhill's pitch, runner going. Fastball to plate to called strike. Throw in a second, did they get him? Yes, they did. Throw nails a Seeing, and it's a 2-4 caught stealing of Albertson a Seeing. That's the second out. So Arxie Hernandez with an 0-1 count and now nobody on. From the line, Gilhill's 0-1. In there, called strike to Arxie, 0-2. Another good caught-stealing throw behind the dish by Brecker. This one is a bit upstairs to Arxie, 1-2. Brecker with his sixth caught-stealing of the year of 10 attempts. As this one's through into right for a base knock. Arxie Hernandez with the second hit of the day for the Ballers in the fourth inning. That's now one on, two outs, and due up is Rony Hernandez. So one on, two out, Rony Hernandez the batter. Arxie reaches for the first time of the day. Rony grounded out to the shortstop Santana. First pitch inside. It's a 1-0 count. Kilhill sets 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss. 1-1. Edric Felix awaiting on deck. As Arxie's at first base with a decent lead. Not a huge stolen base threat. 1-1. Low and outside of the plate. Throwing a first. Trying to get him on the pickoff. Not in time. 2-1 count on Roney. Arxie's 2-for-2 in stolen bases on the year. Gilhill sets 2-1. Fouled off down the line in right. And count evens 2-2. Still a great crowd on hand. Education Day. We're at Atrium Health Ballpark. As now an arm up and going to get loose down the line for Charleston. Gilhill sets. 2-2. Inside, and now count will run full. Looks like a righty up and going to get loose down the line for Charleston. Looks like either Adam Boucher or Chandler Murphy. Full count, here's the pitch. Roney takes inside, ball four, and a pair of walks in the inning now for Gary Gilhill. A single for Arxie. But now two on and two out for Edric Felix. Two on, two out. Edric Felix the batter. First pitch, swing and a miss. It is 0-1. Felix struck out looking his first at-bat in the second inning against Gary Gilhill, who has picked up three strikeouts in his day. 0-1. Tapped up the middle. Santana to his left field. Zill flip to second for the out. And it's a fielder's choice in the book for Edric Felix. Ronnie Hernandez out at second on the flip play from Santana. So there's the third out. Ballers do get a run, though. Caden Connor with a solo blast ties it at one. Back on the bump goes Jake Peppers. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Top of the fifth we go. Dallas Peguero steps in and leads things off. It's a pitch a bit outside, a 1-0 count. Peguero, Barrette, Gonzalez due up. And this top of the fifth, 1-0 count. Peppers his pitch. Check swing, did he go around? Yes, he did. And count is 1-1 now on Dallas Peguero. There is an arm warming down the line in left for Charleston. None for Kannapolis. Peppers in it for the long haul. 1-1 to Peguero. This one's given a ride on a rope into left. Eddie Park trails over, though, and makes the grab for the out. And it's the first out of the fifth inning. One out now. Due up is Christopher Barrette for the River Dogs. And what is now a tie ball game after Caden Connor with a home run in the fourth inning for the Ballers. Peppers has sat down his last five faced. First pitch to Barrette. This one smoked down the line and left, hooking foul. And ends up a souvenir for a lucky fan. Count is 0-1. Bit of an overcast day here in Kannapolis. Wasn't this morning. It was bright and sunny. 0-1 from Peppers. A bit low. Barrette has a 1-1 count. First pitch temperature was 66 degrees as Barrette fouls this one off. 1-2 your count. Got a great crowd on hand with it being an education day. 1-2 from Peppers in the dirt. And it skips by Barrette. Count is 1-2, now 2-2. Two-two pitch, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Four punch outs now for Jake Peppers. There's the second out, and top of the order now at Ricardo Gonzalez, the batter. No end in sight for Peppers in his outing today. He's only at 67 pitches, still pretty shy of his last few outings. First pitch to Gonzalez, been upstairs and inside, 1-0. Peppers throw 65 his first outing, 70 in his last outing. Pat Leland obviously no worry about extending his outing today. 1-0 left it high and foul, 1-1. Peppers will line and fire, 1-1. Lifted on the line and left, foul. 1-2 your count. Gonzalez, ground out and a walk. Peppers will wind, 1-2. Just a bit inside, Peppers thought he had the strikeout. Instead, it's a little bit inside, and it's 2-2. Adrian Santana waiting on deck, shortstop. 2-2 from Peppers. Low and inside on a slider. Count will run full. Peppers even, 5-5, ground outs and flyouts. As the 3-2 sky high and foul. Count is still full. Peppers has faced a total of 18 batters. This is batter number 19 to the plate for the righty. He'll come set on the 3-2 pitch. Here's the offering to Gonzalez, lifted into right. A C in backtracking on the warning track, makes the grab for the out on the run. F9 in the book, another 1-2-3 frame. Peppers sits down a seven batters in a row. That'll take us to the bottom of the fifth. And the Ballers are still even. 1-1 your score. New arm in the way for the River Dogs. And we come back on the Ballers. Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
9-1-2 to a bottom of the fifth. Matt Hogan has now a 1-0 count. He showed bunt but pulled it back. It's a 1-0 count. New arm of the bump for the River Dogs, Chandler Murphy, the Rhiney 6'3" from Chandler, Arizona. This one's fouled off. It's a 1-1 count to Matt Hogan as he'll time call and have to go get a new bat. Chandler Murphy from Glendale, Arizona, I should say. Former Missouri Tiger, 12th round pick in 2023, takes the bump as the relieving arm for the River Dogs. It's now time called, and looks like home plate umpire and Andrew Schrock looks like he had to go pick up a rosin bag for Chandler Murphy. There wasn't a rosin bag on the bump. Looks like Aldrin Batista will run down and get a rosin bag for Murphy. Oh no, with a 2 ERA. This is Murphy's third appearance of the year. This is the first time he's appeared out of the bullpen. 9 innings, 10 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, and 6 punchouts. Opponents are batting 278 against the former Missouri Tiger, Chandler Murphy. So Hogan stands in 0 for 1 after a flyout in his first at-bat. He shows bunt there and pulls it back as this one's upstairs. Count is at 1 and 1. So Gary Gilhill's day is done. 4 innings, 1 run on 3 hits, 3 walks, 3 punch-outs. Hogan swings and misses. It is 1 and 2. Hogan will call time. Nishida and Gillaney to follow in the order. Murphy's wine, 2-2. Hogan skies this one into right center. Drifting over is Barrette. Under it, makes the grab for the out. It's a fly out into center for Matt Hogan, 0 for 2. And now due up top of the order, Riku Nishida. So Nishida will bat 0 for 2. Ballers, 3 hits on the board, 1 run. It was the homer from Caden Connor last inning. It's now the River Dogs reaching into the bullpen. Nishida grounds this one a second. To his left, Gonzalez. Throw to Shin for the out. And it's a 4-3 grounder. 2 outs, so now Ryan Gillaney, the batter. Gillaney, 1 for 2. A single and a ground out on his day. First time facing Chandler Murphy. On the line, first pitch. Hit inside. Count will run to 1-0. Chandler Murphy, look at his 2 games he's appeared in. He started the second game of the series on opening weekend. Pitch has been outside, 2-0 count. So a familiar face for the ballers to face. Murphy allowed 1 run on 6 hits in 5 innings against the ballers, and he got just 1 strikeout. 2-0, a bit low, 3-0. Not a high walk guy, again, just 2 through 9 innings. A line and fire, 3-0. Inside corner, 3-1. And Gillaney has a hitter's count. Murphy listed again, 6'3", 203 pounds. Born December 18th of 2000, as Gillaney fouls this one off, count runs full. 12th rounder in 2023 out of Missouri by the Tampa Bay Rays. Three, 2 count, Murphy's ready. And Gillaney called time, so open umpire Andrew Schrock offers him a little more. Full count, 2 outs. Gillaney looking to get on base. Here's the pitch. Up and in, ball 4. 2 out walk issue to Gillaney. That's 1 on, 2 outs for Eddie Park. So Eddie Park will bat. With 2 outs and a fresh count. Of course, Park walked and grounded out. That's Gary Gilhill. First pitch, low and inside, a 1-0 count. Murphy set of the bump with a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Outside, 2-0. Count. Pitch to Park. Outside, 3-0. Caden Connor awaiting on deck. Bottom five. Tie game 1-1. And a fascinating ball game so far today. It's been a little bit of a pitcher's duel, a little bit of an offensive back and forth battle. As this one's in there called strike 3-1. Murphy, two-thirds of an inning. He's got a fly out and a ground out. Gary Gill-Hill, in his four innings of work, seven groundouts, one flyout as Park takes this one off the plate for ball four. Back-to-back walks from Chandler Murphy, so now Galaney and Park on, and due up is a DH, Caden Connor. Now time called, Rodales Martinez will go talk with Chandler Murphy. River Dogs broadcaster Jason Kemp was talking, and he was saying, you know, I was told Murphy was going to start on Sunday. He says, I don't know what they're thinking. So there's no notes on him, but it's all good. Kemp in the booth to the left of me, the River Dogs broadcaster. Pretty good guy. A lot of good broadcasters in the Carolina League. First pitch to Connor. This one's fouled off, and it's 0-1. Connor had the home run in the fourth inning that put the ballers on the board and tied the game. Murphy sets, 0-1, hit it outside. Now even 1-1. Connor struck out in his first at-bat against Gill Hill. Now facing Murphy. 1-0. 1-1, excuse me, is in there called strike. It's 1-2. Now Cian awaiting on deck. Bottom five. Murphy's 1-2. This one's grounded to third. Played by Polanco. He has no throw to second. Throws to first, and he gets there in time for the out. It is a 5-3 ground out. Caden Connor is the third out of the inning. He wanted to throw to second, did Polanco. But no one was there, so he throws to first just in time for the out. So to the top of the sixth we go. Ballers and River Dogs even at one. Santana, Mateo, and Shin do up, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Jake Pepper's back. Another inning of action. His first pitch of the sixth to Adrian Santana. Is a bit inside, a 1-0 count. Santana, Mateo, and Shin do up. Top of the sixth, 1-1 game. Pepper's pitch, tap back to the mound. Pepper's will field, and underhand at first. Santana retired on a 1-3 putout. He's now 0-3 on his day. One down, and Angel Mateo will stand in. So Mateo stands in, Shin on deck after Santana grounds out. Peppers' first pitch to Mateo fouled off. It is 0-1. There is an arm warming down the line. And right for the ballers, looks like Bryce Collins. A righty from LSU, 0-1. Inside corner, now 0-2. Pepper shakes off the first sign, 0-2 on the way to Mateo. Skips in the dirt, 1-2. Good block in front by Ronnie Hernandez. Again, Bryce Collins, the arm warming on the line in right. No arms warming for Charleston. 1-2, a bit low and outside, now 2-2. Still a good crowd on hand here in Kannapolis for Education Day. Well, it turned out to be a pretty nice day. Overcast. 2-2. Just a bit inside. And count evens now from 2-2 to 3-2. Three-two from Peppers. This one is peppered down the line and right, foul. And count will stay full. Pepper shakes off the first sign he sees again. 3-2 to Mateo. Inside, cornering him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Another punch out for Jake Peppers. Five now on his day. And there's five punch outs. Two outs, and now Wu Shin the batter. As old time call, Pat Leland's going to come out, and it looks like you might see the end of the day for Jake Peppers. Bryce Collins warming in the pen. As Pat Leland coming out, Peppers trying to plead his case and say, hey, leave me in. Let me get this last out, as Leland motions over, and they will, in fact, take the arm out of the bullpen. So Peppers' day is done. 5 2/3, five strikeouts. Not too bad today. Bryce Collins will come in and see if we can keep the River Dogs off the scoreboard. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bryce Collins entering for Kannapolis. So Bryce Collins in, Wu Shin the batter. First pitch a bit inside at 94. It is a 1-0 count. And Shin will be the first guy to face off against Bryce Collins. 6 foot, 200-pound, 23-year-old from Valencia, California. Former LSU Tiger Bryce Collins. This one is a bit inside. And the count is now 2-0 to Shin. Collins, a free agent signing in 2024. Oh no, with a 1.23 ERA. He hasn't allowed a run since the 14th against Augusta. Is this a hammer breaking ball in there on the 2-0 now, 2-1 to Wu Shin. Collins, fastball, curveball, gyro ball, 2-1. Upstairs and away, 3-1. 7 1/3 innings pitched, 13 strikeouts for the righty. Opponents batting just 192. Collins made 36 appearances with the LSU Tigers, went 5-2. As this breaking ball in the 3-1 in there, 3-2. Collins' breaking ball is just addicting. Got a lot of movement. 3-2 pitch. Swung and tapped, foul, and looks like Hernandez got a piece of it. Shin stays alive, it's still 3-2. On deck awaiting, Rodelis Martinez. Shin is 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts today. Jake Peppers has seen his day come to an end. Not too bad today. 3-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Bryce Collins has his first punch out of the day. That'll send us to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's T-shirt time in Kannapolis. So we'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Through six and to the bottom of the sixth. It's Asien and the two Hernandezes when we come back. Chandler Murphy back at the mound. First pitch to Albertson Asien at the bottom of the sixth. This swung and a miss, 0-1. Again, bottom six. Ballers, River Dogs, 1-1 your score. Murphy's pitch lifted high and foul on the 0-1. Now becomes 0-2. 0-2 count. Again, it's Asien. Arxi Hernandez and Roni Hernandez do up in this bottom of the sixth inning in a 1-1 ball game. It's two sides battling it. As Asien stands in, he walked and struck out earlier today against Gil Hill. First time up against Murphy. This one's upstairs and away, 1-2. No arms warming in either bullpen as the Ballers turning things to the bullpen themselves and Bryce Collins. 1-2 outside corner. Him up, got him looking, called strike three. It's the first strikeout of the day for the Ronnie Chandler Murphy and Gary Gil Hill. Combining now for four punch outs. So two up, Arxi Hernandez. Nobody on base, one out. First pitch to Arxi, lifted into right center. Barrette drifting in, and it's called off though. Mateo makes the grab. One pitch, one out, and Arxi Hernandez is the second out. Roni Hernandez will bat, a ground out and a walk on his day. So Roni will bat, a ground out and a walk. First pitch from Murphy, a bit upstairs. Down 1-0. Kids chanting, "Let's go, Ronnie." Down in the seats. This 1-0 is a bit low, 2-0. And a great crowd on hand for Education Day. 2-0, swung and a miss, 2-1. A couple other Education Days going on in the Carolina League as well. We'll get you updated in the top of the seventh. Hernandez fouls this one off on the 2-1. And becomes 2-2. On deck awaiting, Edric Felix. Murphy adjusting the glove. He'll look in for the signs. 2-2 from the line. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. Count will run full. Rony Hernandez, a ground out, a walk, and he was put out on a play by the middle infield. Two out. 3-2 is a bit outside for ball four. It's a two-out free pass now, so runner on and two outs. Due up is Edric Felix. Felix, a strikeout and a fielder's choice. Murphy set on the bunt. First pitch. Inside and low, 1-0. Count, of course, two outs. Pitch to Felix, swing and a miss, 1-1, breaking ball. Murphy, another SEC guy in the bullpen today for Charleston. 1-1 of it inside, 2-1. Now there's an arm up and loosening down the line of the River Dogs. It's like a righty. Up and throwing, 2-1. Felix fouls it off, 2-2. There is an arm throwing. That one looks to be Adam Boucher. 2-2 pitch on the way to Felix. Sharp grounder through and a Sue left for a base knock. Headed to second is Rony Hernandez. Edric Felix has a single now, his first hit of the day. 2-1, two out for the ballers. Matt Hogan will stand in. So Brian Brecker and now Levy Romero will come talk with Chandler Murphy as he's in a bit of a weird spot here. Two on and two out for the River Dogs. Two outs, bottom six. Matt Hogan stands in, a pair of flyouts. First pitch to the lefty bat is a bit upstairs, a 1-0 count. Hogan trying to reach for the sixth game in a row for him. And on a bit of a streak, reaching base. This one's in there, 1-1. Hogan has reached his last five games of the walk. One pitch from Murphy. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Murphy comes set on the rubber, two on for the Ballers. 1-2 count, two outs. Pitch to Hogan. Just a bit upstairs, 2-2. Looks like it is Adam Boucher up and tossing in the pen for Charleston. Top of the order, Nishida on deck. 2-2. Upstairs, count runs full. Full count, two outs. Boucher in the bullpen. Pitch from Murphy, skied high and foul down the line in left. Count is still full. Hernandez at second, Felix at first. Bottom of the sixth. 3-2 count, Murphy's pitch to Hogan. Inside from all four, three base runners now for Kannapolis. Two walks and a single have loaded the bases for Kannapolis. The top of the order, Riku Nishida stepping in. So Nishida will bat, but Sean Smedley comes out. It looks like that's the end of the day for Murphy. New arm on the way. Boucher will come in. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network with y'all the details in just a moment. New arm of the month for the River Dogs. It's 6'5", 235-pound righty from Metuchen, New Jersey. Former Duke Blue Devil Adam Boucher. His first pitch to Nishida off the plate, a 1-0 count. As Boucher takes over, third arm used by the River Dogs today. Has a 1-0 count on Nishida. Pitch delivered. This one's fouled off over my head. It's 1-1 to Riku. Adam Boucher, third arm used after Gilhill and Murphy. Murphy going an inning and two-thirds. No runs as of yet, but all three runners currently credited to Murphy. This one's a bit outside of the 1-1, now 2-1. Boucher again, the 6'5", righty, 10th rounder in 2023 out of Duke. Enters to face off the Ballers. 2-1 pitch. Nishida skies this one left center. And drifting toward it, Peguero makes the grab for the out. And all the runners on base for Kannapolis are going to be left stranded as it's a fly out for Nishida. Back third to baseball we go. 1-1 game. Bryce Collins back at the ballpark. We come back at the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. It's Kannapolis 1, Charleston 1 at Atrium Health Ballpark.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Rodelis Martinez, Brian Brecker, Narciso Polanco will all face Bryce Collins in the top of the seventh. First pitch high and foul, 0-1 to Rodelis Martinez. Bryce Collins back for what is technically his second inning of work. He faced one batter and got him out. In that sixth inning, first pitch was a foul ball, second pitch a strike. It's 0-2. Collins, one batter faced, one strikeout, 0-2 to Martinez. A hammer-breaking ball, a bit outside and low, 1-2. Peppers struck out 5 through 5 2/3. Collins, 1 through 1/3. He's got another one there. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Bryce Collins has another strikeout. One out now, second punch out of the day. And Brian Brecker, the batter. So Brecker stands in 0-2. He'll face Bryce Collins for the first time. As he swings to the first pitch he sees in a center. Hogan drifting after it. Can't find it. Now he does. Has it and makes the grab for the out. Two outs now. Two up Narciso Polanco, third baseman. River Dogs have not had a base runner since the third inning. Ballers pitching staff has sat down 12 batters in a row. First pitch outside corner to Polanco. 0-1. Polanco 0-2, a pair of flyouts. Collins is 0-1. And outside 1-1. Collins on the first base side of the rubber. 1-1. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. It's 2-1. 1-2, I should say. Excuse me. 1-2. Grounded to third. Felix sets. Throws across in time for the out. It's a 5-3 ground out. Three outs now had. And it's time to stretch at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers have sat down a grand total of 16 batters in a row for the River Dogs, thanks to Peppers and Collins. It'll send us to the bottom seven. Galaney Park and Connor when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Ryan Galaney steps in to lead things off here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ballers and River Dogs tied at one. Boucher's first pitch, a bit outside and low. Galaney takes a 1-0 count. Galaney, Park, and Connor due up here in this bottom of the seventh. 1-0 from Boucher. Galaney skies this one high and foul. It's now 1-1. Bottom seven here in Kannapolis. Middle of the seventh in Carolina, the Mudcats and Salem Red Sox tied 3-3. And then top of the sixth in Fayetteville, the Woodpeckers trailing the Down East Wood Ducks 5-3. 1-1, a bit low and outside. Now 2-1 to Ryan Galaney. Galaney, Park, and Caden Connor, the batters, due up in this seventh inning. 2-1, grounded to second, moving to his left, Gonzalez. Fields into first, he goes for the out. 4-3 grounder, one down now had, and Eddie Park will bat. Galaney now 1-for-3 on his day with a walk. Park, a pair of walks and a ground out on his day. First pitch to Park. Sky and high and foul down the left field line. It's 0-1. Park standing in against Boucher. 0-1. Up and inside. Count evens 1-1. Boucher is last out, inning in two-thirds against Columbia. One unearned run, a one hit, a walk, and four strikeouts. 1-1 to Park. Up the middle, played by Boucher, makes the snag, and a underhand for the out. A 1-3 grounder. That'll be two outs now. Due up is Caden Connor. Caden Connor digs in, nobody on base, two out. He had a home run back in the fourth. It's the only run of the game so far for Kannapolis. Boucher's first pitch in there. 0-1. Connor a strikeout, a home run, and a ground out on his day. 0-1. Swinging a foul ball straight back, and it's 0-2. Albertson is seeing, awaiting on deck. In this bottom of the seventh, there is an arm warning for the ballers in right. Looks like Nick Altermat up getting loose. O-2 to Connor, fouled off. Now stays 0-2. Connor, the team RBI leader in RBI. O-2 count, two outs. Boucher set, first base side of the rubber, 0-2. Wave and a miss. Brecker makes the snag, and they're going to say that it hit the ground, so they're going to have to do another 1-0-2. Now Sean Smedley coming out. He's going to appeal to the home plate umpire, Andrew Schrock, and see if infield umpire William Paschal saw anything. So we have an appeal to the infield umpire to see if it hit the turf or not. Connor will stay alive with an 0-2 count. Seeing still awaiting on deck. 0-2 count. Bottom seven. Boucher set. Here's the pitch. Upstairs. 1-2. 1-2 count. Boucher's offering. Connor lifts this one in the right center. That'll drop for a base knock. And he will reach with his second hit of the day, a single in the right center. Two outs now, a multi-hit game for Caden Connor. And Albertson is seeing will stand in with one on, two out. Seeing will stand in, two strikeouts and a walk, trying to change the tides on his day. First pitch, low and inside, but called a strike, 0-1. Connor at first with a single, 0-1. Big swing and a miss, 0-2, 94 mile an hour fastball. Boucher at 19 pitches, 13 strikes. Time called to the plate by Asian. Oh, two count, two outs. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him the fastball upstairs. A strikeout for Asian. And there's the third out, and then we're through seven innings of baseball here in Kannapolis. 1-1 your score. Head up to the top of the eighth. It's Peguero, Barrette, and Gonzalez due up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Nick Altermat takes over top of the eighth inning on the bump. First pitch of his day to a Dallas Peguero. A bit inside, a 1-0 count. Peguero, Barrette, Gonzalez due up. Top eight, a tie ball game, 1-1. Altermat's pitch grounded up the middle through in a center for a base knock. A leadoff single for Dallas Peguero. That'll be one on for Charleston. Nobody out. Nine-hole batter, Barrette due up. Christopher Barrette stands in 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout on his day. As Nick Altermat taking over on the mound, third arm used today by the Ballers. 6 foot, 225-pound, 24-year-old, 17th rounder in 2022 out of Minnesota State Mankato is Nick Altermat. First pitch from the righty shows Bud Barrette goes around on it. Now an appeal down to first. Did it get him? No. Delaney. Thought he got the tag in. And set an 0-1 count. So Altermat will stand on the bump. 0-1 count on Barrette. Now come set Will Nick. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Altermat, fastball, cutter, changeup. 1-1 on the year with a 4.05 ERA. He appeared three times last week against Myrtle Beach, allowing just one run in 3 2/3 innings. Righty set on the bump. 0-2, check on the runner at first, not in time. Alterman sets. 0-2 to Barrette. Poke down the line and left, hooking foul. And count stays 0-2. Altermat last appeared back on a Saturday, inning in a third, two hits, two strikeouts against Myrtle Beach. 0-2. Popped up into foul ground, keep the count at 0-2. Barrette singled, scored a run in the third on a madhouse kind of play. Just utter mayhem in the third inning. Altermat's 0-2. Up and in, 1-2. Peguero at first base with a single. Altermat's 1-2. Tapped back to the mound. He'll pitch to second for one. On to first. Did they get the double play? Yes, they did. It's a 1-6-3 double play. And Christopher Barrette is the second out. First out is Odalis Peguero on the 1-6 play. So a double play recorded. Top of the order, Ricardo Gonzalez. First pitch to Ricardo Gonzalez. Base is empty. This one's outside, 1-0. Alterman, a two-way player in college at Minnesota State and Mankato. He led the team in 2022 with a .378 batting average. 1-0 poked in the center. Hogan on his horse, dives. Did he make the grab? No. Throw comes in from Hogan, but it'll be a single off the bat of Ricardo Gonzalez. So a two-out base hit. That's two hits in the inning for Charleston. And now two up is Adrian Santana. So at first is Ricardo Gonzalez. Santana stands in. First pitch from Altermat. Fouled off. Count is 0-1. Santana, the switch hitting shortstop. Sixth overall prospect in the Rays organization. Highest drafted player on the roster. 0-1. Low and outside. 1-1. Santana grew up as a right-handed hitter, but he started switch hitting as a sophomore in high school. Drafted as a switch hitter, of course, and here he is doing just that. 1-1 runner going. Grounded to second. Nishida will field, and first he goes for the out. It's a 4-3 grounder, third out had, and that'll strand a runner for the River Dogs. Bottom eight we go. Hernandez, Felix. Two up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. I'm R.C. Hernandez will lead it off. Bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers, River Dogs still tied at one here as the Ballers fighting, trying to find another run somewhere against Boucher and the River Dogs. First pitch a bit outside, a 1-0 count now. R.C., Roney, and Edric Felix due up. Bottom of the eighth inning. R.C. 1-for-3 today, had a single back in the fourth. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Now 1-1. Ballers and River Dogs even at one. Kannapolis out hitting Charleston 5-4 in today's matchup. 1-1. Hit low and outside. 2-1. There is an arm warming down the line in right for Kannapolis. None for Charleston. Boucher sent to the bump. 2-1 to Arcee. Hit low and outside. Now 3-1. And every batter that steps to the plate is essentially the go-ahead runner for Kannapolis. 3-1 to Boucher for new Arcee is outside ball four. Leadoff walk to Arcee Hernandez, so one runner on for Kannapolis. And now Rony Hernandez, the batter, gets a chance to drive the run in. So Rony Hernandez will bat. He's walked twice today and also grounded out. Boucher looking in for the signs. Now comes set. Here's the pitch. This one's grounded up the middle off the glove of Boucher. Fielded by Santana. It's short. His only play will be to first. It'll technically be a 1-6-3 put out of Hernandez. And a second goes Arcee Hernandez, so it moves the runner up for Edric Felix, one on, one out. So Edric Felix will dig in, one on and one out. Ballers now have a righty warming in right. Looks like Jesus Mendez. First pitch inside corner to Edric, 0-1. Looks like a righty warming for Charleston as well. Looks like Will Stevens up getting loose. 0-1 from Boucher. 0-1 outside. Count moves to 1-1 on Edric. One from Boucher to Felix. Upstairs, 2-1. Arcee at second. Edric trying to drive the runner in. Lifted into left field. Peguero took a step in, but he'll stop and make the grab for the out. Staying put at second is Arcee, so an F7. In the book for Felix, two outs, runner on, it's Matt Hogan. Matt Hogan will dig in, a couple of flyouts and a walk. First pinch to Matt. Fastball up and away. 1-0. Hogan 0-for-2. He walked in his last at-bat in the sixth. And flew out a couple of times as well. Boucher set up on the first base side of the rubber. 1-0. Up and in. Now 2-0. Arcee with a good lead at second. 2-0 from Boucher. Swing and a miss. Hogan goes chasing. 2-1. River Dogs trying to avoid falling to 5 games in a row. Trying to get their first win in a little bit. Kannapolis looking to avoid dropping their first game of the week. 2-1. Inside corner, even at 2-2. River River Dogs losers of four in a row. In the Carolina League South Division, they're at 6-9. Kannapolis at just over 500 at 8-7. 2-2 count. Boucher with a look. Here's the pitch. Up and in. Hogan takes. Count runs full. Full count, 2 outs. Pitch for Hogan. Tapped foul. Count stays 3-2. Top of the order, Riku Nishida waiting on deck in this bottom of the eighth inning. Boucher comes set, 3-2. Hogan swings and misses for strike three. Tried to get a piece of the fastball and said he's just a bit wide. And there's strike three to end the inning. So top of the order, due up for the ballers in the bottom of the ninth. It'll be Mateo Shin and Martinez due up top nine for the River Dogs when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
A little bit of rain starting to come down here at Atrium Health Ballpark as the ninth gets underway. Jesus Mendez takes over on the bump. First pitch to Angel Mateo. It's been outside and low. 1-0 your count. 1-1 game here in the ninth inning. Ballers and River Dogs battling, trying to pick up a victory here today. This one is in there called strike 1-1. A little bit of a random pop-up hitting Kannapolis here. Starting to feel some raindrops. Nothing that we should be too worried about, I suppose. 1-1 from Mendez. Bit outside, 2-1. Jesus Mendez taking over on the bump as the fourth arm used today by Kannapolis. 5'11", 180-pound, 19-year-old. 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Free agent signee in 2022 out of Carabobo, Venezuela. Spent all of last year in the Complex League. 2-2. Lifted into right center. Drifting over is Matt Hogan. He'll be called off by Albertson Asian. Four out at number one. It's a fly out into right for Angel Mateo. One down now. Wu Shin the batter. So Altermat goes just one inning. Bryce Collins goes 1 1/3. Alterman allows two hits, but nothing else. And Collins doesn't allow anything but two strikeouts. First pitch grounder to Arxie. Throw over is not in time. Had a little bit of trouble at short. Did Arxie with that ball. It'll be an E6 that allows Wu Shin to reach. So one on now and one out. And O'Daly's Martinez will bat. So an error allows Wu Shin to reach. That is the first error in the field for Kannapolis today. Pitch is a bit inside, a 1-0 count, excuse me. Not the only error in the field today. Did have a little bit of a trouble earlier from Edric Felix. Mendez is 1-0. Martinez fouls this one off. It's 1-1. There is an arm warming for Charleston down the line and left as Collins, Alterman, and now Mendez is keeping the River Dogs at bay in the bullpen. 1-1. Inside and low to Martinez, 2-1. Mendez will come set 2-1. Shin at first. Here's the pitch. Lifted in the air, shallow left, backtracking Felix. It won't even get out of the infield. It'll be a soft P5 from Odalis Martinez. So two outs, and now due up is Brian Brecker. So two outs and a runner on. Brecker will stand in against Mendez. First pitch. Outside corner is 0-1. Brecker over 3. A ground out and a pair of flyouts. 0-1 runner going. This one is tapped down the line in fair play. Now it lands foul and Vendrick Felix will pick it up. Count is 0-2. Smart heads up play by Felix to pick it up in foul ground. Brecker will stand back in. 0-2 count, two outs. Top of the ninth inning. Mendez sets. He'll take a long look. 0-2. Upstairs on a fastball. It is now 1-2. Took extras for the Ballers to pick up a victory on opening weekend against these River Dogs. 1-2. Swing and a miss to the plate. He struck him out. Mendez gets his first strikeout of the day. As we'll go to the bottom of the ninth inning, top of the order, Nishida, Galanian Park. 1-1 your score. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Yeah. Riku Nishida, Ryan Gillaney, Eddie Park two up. Bottom nine, Ballmer's looking to walk things off. They'll have to do it against Will Stevens. First pitch, this one's in the left, and they're snagged by Peguero. One pitch, one out. Riku Nishida 0 for 5 today now as he flies out in the left. One down, two up, Ryan Gillaney. Will Stevens enters as the new arm for the Charleston Riverdogs. 6'3", 230-pound righty from Kansas City, Missouri. Former Tarleton State righty is Will Stevens. Gillaney stands in. First pitch from Stevens is on the inside corner, 0-1. 15th rounder out of Tarleton State. Just the ninth player in history to be drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays out of Tarleton State. This one's inside, a 1-1 count. Ninth ever Tarleton State Texan. He was their Friday night starter. Recorded 30 strikeouts in 20 innings. Bounced around a little bit in college, did Will Stevens. 1-1. In there, called strike. Count is a 1-2. Stevens comes set on the 1-2 count to Gillaney. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. 1-for-3. Gillaney, a single back in the first. A couple of ground outs. He also walked in the fifth. Ballers looking to put some offense together in this bottom of the ninth. 2-2. Low at the plate for a ball of three. Full count, one out. Eddie Park awaiting on deck. Gillaney trying to reach base against Will Stevens. 3-2. Fouled off. Count stays put. Eddie Park awaiting on deck. 3-2 count, one out. Here's the pitch. Lined into right center. That'll get by and into right for a base knock. Ryan Gillaney, a multi-hit game. He's on with a one-out single. And now two up, Eddie Park, the left fielder. So Eddie Park digs in, one on and one out. Ballers trying to walk things off here in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch from Stevens, tapped foul. Park stays alive, 0-1. Park, a pair of walks and a pair of ground outs on his day. He's been alternating the two, so he's in line for a walk. Gillaney at first. He reaches for the third time. He'll dive back in. He's a check on the runner, not in time. Getting some chilly raindrops falling here in Kannapolis. Nothing to worry about, though, in the form of a delay. We are good. As Park will slice this one into left for a base knock. Another base hit for the Cannonballers. Gillaney at second and Park at first. Eddie Park finally has his first hit as a baller this year. And it's 2-1, one out for Caden Connor. So Caden Connor will dig in with 2-1 and one out. In a big spot for the Ballers. Connor, a multi-hit game. Got a home run in the fourth and then singled in the seventh inning. And a well-hit base hit here for Connor could send the Ballers fans home happy. Gillaney's at second, Park at first. There's the pitch from Stevens. Connor takes inside and low. And is 1-0. Connor, 2-for-4 today. First time facing Will Stevens. Here's the fourth arm used by Charleston today. 1-0 inside corner, 1-1. Albertson is seeing a waiting on deck. Bottom of the ninth inning. 1-1 from Stevens. Tap to first. Going to be a tough play for Shin. He'll field and gets by the covering Stevens. Ball gets loose in foul ground. Here comes Galaney, and the Ballers walk it off on Education Day. An errant throw by the infielder Shin. Stevens can't make the grab, and the Ballers walk it off. 2-1 your score. They win it 2-1 here on this Wednesday Education Day on a ball put in play by Caden Connor. Kannapolis wins it 2-1. They out-hit Charleston 8-4. And the Ballers have won two games in a row here in Kannapolis. Charleston down to five losses in a row. And that'll send the Ballers fans home happy. 2-1 your final day. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. We'll be right back. Post-game show. We'll recap it as the Ballers pick up the victory 2-1 in a walk-off fashion against the Charleston River Dogs. We'll be right back on it. The Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Trevor Wilt, thanks for sending up here to the broadcast booth here high top Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Oh, how sweet it is to say. They pick up their second win of the week here at Atrium Health Ballpark over these Charleston River Dogs. Two games in this sixth game is set. Still four games to go. But how about an Education Day showdown? These two sides duking it out in a pretty close ball game. All things considered, Kannapolis hits eight hits and four for Charleston. But really, other than that, it was a pretty close ball game. Not a lot of dominance on either side. Really, it was an even fight, and the whole game it really ended up being a fun one to watch. Ryan Galaney, 2-for-4 on the day. 3-8 for Caden Connor. He had the home run in the bottom of the fourth inning. And, of course, he puts that ball into play in the bottom of the ninth inning. That does give Kannapolis the victory. The throwing error from Wu Shin, the first baseman for Charleston, ends up sealing the deal for Kannapolis in today's 2-1 victory, in which, of course, they out-hit Charleston. With the win, Kannapolis moves to 9-7. Charleston is 6-10. Charleston's lost 5 games in a row, as we will send things to game 3 of the series tomorrow, of course, 6:30 first pitch. But as for the rest of today's game, it was a pretty fun one. Caden Connor got that home run in the bottom of the fourth. Charleston got the scoring started in the third inning on an Adrian Santana ground ball. Santana tallies the RBI. That was the only run of the day for Charleston. Caden Connor's home run, and in the bottom of the ninth, an RBI comes across. Another run on a Caden Connor ground ball single. The throwing error does do the River Dogs in it today. Jake Pepper's not too bad a day. 5 2/3 innings on the bump. The only run that crossed the board for Charleston is unearned, so no runs charged to Peppers. Bryce Collins comes in, slams the door shut, inning and a third with 2 strikeouts, and then Nick Altermat, an inning and 2 hits, nothing else. Jesus Mendez credited with the victory today. He's now 2-0 on the year. He picks up his second win of the year against the River Dogs. He gets the win with 1 strikeout in that top of the ninth inning. He's now 2-0 on the year. The loss goes to Will Stevens, of course, the arm on the bump for Charleston in the ninth inning. He does allow the 3 hits, 1 unearned run. Gary Gilhill, starter for Charleston today, pretty solid work. 1 run on 4 innings of work, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 3 punchouts, and then 2 arms for Charleston. Have a little bit of a rough go, but they keep the ballers off the scoreboard. Murphy, inning and 2/3. No runs on 1 hit, 4 walks, and a strikeout. And then Boucher, 2 1/3. 1 hit, no runs, a walk, and a 2 punchouts. Time of the game today, 2 hours, 19 minutes, over 3,800 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark for a fantastic day, Education Day number 2 here in Kannapolis. We'll have one more later this year as the Ballers will send fans home happy today. Their second win of the week. They still have 4 games to go against these Charleston River Dogs. They now take the series lead in the season. They've won 3 games over Charleston, who have won 2 over Kannapolis. As mentioned, 6:30 first pitch tomorrow for Thirsty Thursday. A little bit of a fun coming tomorrow. It's also the first day of our Kannapolis Q's moniker. Yes, the Q's will be coming back. It's the first of 3 games in the black tops and a green and outlines for Kannapolis tomorrow. It'll be Aldrin Batista, the righty, getting the start for the Ballers. He has been on fire to start the year, 1-0 with a 0.87 ERA. And then Santiago Suarez, 1-0 with a 1.13 ERA. So it should be a good pitcher's duel tomorrow between Aldrin Batista and Santiago Suarez. 6:30 first pitch. Be sure to grab your tickets, kcballers.com, or the ticket office out in Gate 1, or you can go ahead and give us a call, 704-932-3267, to grab your tickets for tomorrow or the rest of the series here in Kannapolis. For everyone, of course, here in Kannapolis, I'm Dan Elodie saying thanks for tuning in on MILB.TV, Valley Live, free audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. I'll leave you up here as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score today, Kannapolis 2 and Charleston 1. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Enjoy your afternoon and evening. Drive home safe if you're on the road, and we'll see you tomorrow, 6:30 first pitch between the Ballers and the River Dogs. Have a great one, everyone.